It's daylight saving time, and if you feel a bit grumpy about losing an hour of sleep last night, you can blame one of the first people to advocate having the government do something to get people out of bed early. That was Benjamin Franklin, not because he was in the habit of getting up early. As American minister to France in 1784, Franklin wrote that he usually slept till noon, and was amazed after he forgot to close the shutters one night and sunshine filled his room at 6 a.m., Franklin speculated that others, quote, will be as much astonished as I was when they hear of the sun's rising so early, and especially when I assure them that it gives light as soon as it rises. I am convinced of this. I am certain of my fact, Franklin wrote. I saw it with my own eyes. Author David Prerow offers that anecdote and many others in his new book, Seize the Daylight, The Curious and Contentious Story of Daylight Saving Time. David Prerow joins us from station WBUR in Boston. Welcome.
Hello, Sheila.
So did Franklin invent daylight saving time?
Well, he thought of the basic concept behind daylight saving time, which is to move the hours of human activity to make the best use of daylight. However, as you mentioned, he probably didn't do it himself.
The person who actually invented it, I guess, was a British home builder, and that was exactly 100 years ago this summer.
That's right. His name was William Willett. He thought of it in about 1905, and he used to go each morning for an early morning horseback ride. And he was surprised to see that nobody was up and about while he was riding because he thought it was the most beautiful time of the day. After thinking about this for a long time, he finally conceived of the idea of moving the clocks forward. Willett's proposal was embodied in a bill that was put to Parliament. But Parliament rejected it for 9 years, and eventually Willett died never having seen daylight saving time come to fruition.
It was really World War I that put daylight saving time into use, wasn't it?
Yes. In World War I, there was a big need to save energy. It turned out it was the country of Germany under Kaiser Wilhelm that put in daylight saving time first. Once they did, Britain put daylight saving time in effect 2 weeks later.
And the U.S. followed, too, and used daylight saving time during when it got into World War I. But then after World War I, there was a big move to get away from daylight saving time again, correct?
Yes, Sheila. Many people thought of daylight saving time as a wartime measure. The primary people who were against daylight saving time were the rural people, and it turned out to be a rural versus urban battle in Congress. And eventually, national daylight saving time was repealed.
But the folks who were really pushing it had business interests, didn't they?
Well, at times. The last extension of daylight saving time in the U.S., which was in 1986, was primarily pushed by business interests, the companies that felt that they could gain by having an extra hour of light in the early spring, such as companies that sold sporting goods equipment and gardening equipment and companies that ran amusement parks. They were the groups that pushed the extension in 1986 from starting daylight saving time the last Sunday in April to what we have now, which is starting daylight saving time the first Sunday in April.
For all the arguing back and forth, what are some of the more notable practical or humorous effects of daylight saving time?
Well, there was a very interesting period after World War II when national daylight saving time was repealed. And every state, city, or town that wanted to have daylight saving time could have it if they wanted to have it, and they could start and end it whenever they wanted. That led to a chaotic situation around the country in the 50s and 60s. In the state of Iowa, in 1964, there were 23 different pairs of starting and ending dates of daylight saving time in use in that one state. And there's also a famous bus ride that you could take in the 60s from Moundsville, West Virginia, to Steubenville, Ohio, and it was 35 miles. And if you wanted to adjust your watch at each stop to keep track of whether you were in daylight saving time or standard time, you would have to change your watch 7 times in 35 miles.
David Prerow wrote Seize the Daylight, The Curious and Contentious Story of Daylight Saving Time, published by Thunder's Mouth Press. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
You can read an excerpt from Seize the Daylight at npr.org.